day. We are all called to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is at a day and a time when we receive news that we're startled by and shaken by and troubled by. It makes such good sense why the Apostle Paul said, make it your ambition to lead a quiet, tranquil life. He's not talking about desire to live out in the country with a white picket fence. He was saying there is a lot of things that bring agitation in this world. There is a lot of things that trouble us, that perplex us. Remember what the scripture says? Many are the tribulations of the righteous. Many. Jesus said, in this world you will have many tribulations. But what did he say? Just like the Old Testament says, many are the tribulations of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Jesus said, you shall have, in this world you will have many tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When we become anxious, we're already in trouble. We're already wavering back and forth. That's what the word anxious means. Merimna, to be divided in our mind, back and forth. Oh no, what is this? What happened? What could it be? Why? What's going on? All of that's there. Can I say something to your minds? Stop. Remember what Jesus did? He told his disciples, let's get in the boat and let's go to the other side. And he proceeded to take a nap. And a storm brewed. I mean, these were fishermen now. These men had been on the Lake of Galilee a long time, right? They'd been there. But it even scared the bejeebers out of them, right? They were so afraid that they woke up the Lord with this statement, Lord, don't you care? We're about to drown. And he woke up, panicked. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Right? No. He woke up and he looked at him, and what did he ask them? Where is your faith? What do you mean, faith, Lord? We're about to drown here. I'm with you. Have I gone anywhere? Excuse me a minute. Winds and the waves, be still. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. We are told to be anxious for, but this is okay. We can be anxious about this, right? Lord, surely you understand why we're so anxious, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. That gives us reason. We have good cause to worry, don't we? Do we? Oh, see, let's back up. Lord, you told us be anxious for nothing. Oh, okay. So at least, y'all, we know what not to do. And we start. One step, baby steps, right? Baby steps. We know what not to do. One is we do not become anxious, frightened, scared. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You know?
Amen.
Okay. We also know what the next step is. We know not to be anxious. That's getting off on the wrong foot. So what's getting off on the right foot? In everything, give thanks for this? For this? Yes. How can you give thanks for this? I'll tell you how. Follow me. Thank you, Father, that you are with Armando and Mari and Armando Jr. and Caleb and Sochi and Kaylee and Zoe. I thank you that you're able to be with them and comfort them as you're able to be with us and comfort us. Thank you that your heart is perfect towards them as your heart is perfect towards us. Thank you that you are there for them as you are for us. Thank you that you are able to make all things beautiful in your time. Yes, we can give thanks. And it's so much better than wallowing in worry. We can count it all joy. This can be counted joy? Yeah, that's what Paul said. Look what Paul said. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the reconciliation, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But not only this, we also rejoice in our tribulations. We rejoice in our tribulations? Yes, knowing tribulation worketh endurance. And ye have need of endurance. You know what all of us are getting a chance to do this week? To learn how to endure not becoming anxious. To learn how to endure not giving way to sorrow and fear. To how to endure in keeping our eyes fixed upon God, whose heart is perfect, who knows perfectly what's going on, is not caught off guard, not surprised, not unable to do anything. Everything is okay because he's got the whole world. He's got this. Does he have this? Does he have it taken care of? But what if he doesn't work it out the way I want? See, you know what? When you get off on the wrong foot, you have your idea. We have our ideas of what needs to be done. And so we run to God with our ideas. And we start telling him what needs to do. Lord, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. Please, Lord. And we finish the prayer, amen, and we don't feel any better. And then some little news comes our way that it doesn't look like it's happening. God doesn't need to be told what to do. Right? We live with a God who says, before they call, I will answer. Before they call. You know what gives us confidence in prayer? Oh. When I get in this situation, to believe me, your pastor is as human as you are. I just have a several days notice on this difficulty. Do you think your pastor wrestled? Yeah. Oh yeah. You think what are we wrestling against? Even as some of you right now, as soon as you heard the news, the wrestling began. Of course it does. But what are we wrestling? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And you know what those principalities and powers are famous for? They have a strategy. And this strategy works so well, they haven't had to come up with another one. You know, when something goes wrong, here's what they help us look for. Whose? Say it. Whose fault? Yeah. Because we figure out whose fault it is. Then we can help God deal with it. We'll take care of that guy or that person. Isn't that right? Come on. Because suddenly you figure out whose fault it is, then all those things that person did to you, I got my list too. We can prove it's this guy. Man, the enemy is good. You know what he's called? He is called the accuser of the brother. And you know what it means to accuse? The Greek word is kategoros. Kategoros. Sound familiar, Duke? Categorize. Categorize. The enemy attempts to pit God's people against each other. And the actual meaning of the word kata goros comes from two words, kata against and agora in the open market. So it means to be openly against. And the enemy, he recruits? Right? This week he'll be recruiting. He will recruit anybody who's willing to say, I know what the problem is. Provide your information. He'll love it. You know, he is powerful enough without us providing his ammunition. Right? So how do we overcome his strategy? How do we overcome his strategy? First of all, very quickly, knowing how vulnerable every one of us are, including you, including me, every one of us are vulnerable, and he will seek to take advantage of us because we have instruments he likes to use. We have this one of the most powerful weapons on the earth. He is looking for a tongue to use. Please don't provide one. Please don't let him use yours. He's also looking for some ears. Because it doesn't... A tongue in the hand of the devil is only effective if someone is listening. Right? Only if someone is listening. Don't listen. Don't yield your members to him. So how do you protect yourself? Does it make sense? Now Paul said, become strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might, and put something on. What are we to put on? The full armor of God. Because we know his real purpose is to hurt people. And the more he can hurt, he doesn't really care who's at fault. As long as he can get both sides to think each other is wrong. He's won. You know, in military conflicts, in the heat of battle, when men that haven't been fully trained, when they become fearful, they can take that gun and hear a sound beside them and... And you know who gets killed sometimes? Our own people. What do they call that? When our own people get killed by panic reaction. Friendly fire. Does that make it better? Do you think he cares who's pulling the trigger? No, he doesn't care. As long as people are being hurt. As long as someone is being blamed. As long as it's not like Jesus. Jesus showed us the way to fight, didn't he? Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Facing agony, facing pain and suffering. He's human. None of us want to go through this. You didn't sign up for this. But he showed us the way. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. You know, it's a good time to pray. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Thy will be done in Armando's life. Thy will be done in the pastor's life. Thy will be done in the congregation's life.
Amen.
Because thy will is a perfect will.
Amen. Amen.
Thy will is pure. And it's hard for us to not be leavened by our own desire and expectation. But what's going to happen? I don't know. But thy will be done. Because his will is a good will.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
And when you ask everything according to his will, we know he hears us. We can present all kind of ideas what we think should be. And fortunately, God is wise enough not to submit to our ideas. And so you know how when you're troubled and you're anxious and you're wrestling, because this is a wrestling. Even with the armor, it is a wrestling. I'm not going to be able to spare you. God will not spare you the wrestling you are going. You are going to be attacked by principalities and powers. You are going to have a storm of thoughts. You are going to have a storm of emotions. It is going to happen. What do you do? As quickly as you can, get in the Spirit. It happened for me. I heard the news Wednesday and did not get in the Spirit till Friday morning. I was wrestling till then. Wrestling trying to sleep. Wrestling trying to read. Wrestling trying to do the other things I'm doing. Wrestling. The enemy. You know, how many imaginary conversations can a person have? How many scenarios can play in your mind of what it might be? Until finally you enter the Spirit. And you know, God has got it under control.
Amen. Amen.
Then the peace of Christ that passes understanding begins to guard our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because we know the answer? No. Because we remember that God, who is able, he can take all things and work them together for good. All things. He will work together for good according to his purpose. Why? And when that's when you know the mind of the Spirit is beginning to guard you, and you have entered into God's Spirit and you're being guided what to pray. You're being guided into seeking God's will. And you're able to say, Lord, we don't even know necessarily what will be, but may your grace, may your goodness, may your mercy, may your kindness prevail in every person. Isn't that the heart? Doesn't God have the ability to make it good for everyone? He certainly does. And then you stop looking for why it happened, because it already did. And if you figure out why it happened, will that be the answer? No. Not necessarily. You know why Jesus was crucified? I mean, let me tell you why Jesus was crucified. Jesus was crucified because those sick, hypocritical Pharisees hated him. That's why he was crucified, right? No. Peter told them, you did what God had foreordained and pre-decided would be done. Wow. Wow. That's overcoming the world. That's a life that's not at the mercy of any man's hands. That is a life that says, my God will be the ultimate deciding factor in what happens. And that's what brings us peace.
Amen.
Let me read you something about the Apostle Paul. These guys are apostles, so they never struggled, did they? I mean, they were spiritual men. These guys had it all together. Let me see if I can find that. Oh, let's see. There it is. I have to find it. I got you Old Faithful, but I haven't used her in a while. Oh, remember what he said? Struck down. This is the Apostle Paul. Struck down, but not destroyed. It's okay. Some of the news knocked you right on your rear. It did. It took you right back. It just flattened you. It flattened you. That's all right. We're human. But being struck down is not the same as being destroyed. Perplexed, Paul said, but not despairing. Bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of the Lord Jesus might be manifest in this mortal body. Therefore, we do not faint. We do not give heart, because it is through the Lord's mercy we have this ministry, and God will be merciful. I can tell you what God desires right now. God desires to be merciful to every person here. God desires to be merciful to Armando and Mari and his whole family. God desires to be merciful to everyone that's wrestling and everyone involved. And if you will simply draw near Him, you can come near His throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And it's okay if at times that it seems that it's about to overwhelm you. Remember what Paul said? I do not want you to be uninformed about the hardships we endured in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure far beyond our ability to endure, so that we, even an apostle, we despaired of life. Indeed, we had in our hearts the sentence of death. And then he goes on to say, but this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but upon Him. At times, God allows us to be overwhelmed so that we can draw near Him, run to Him to be helped. Let me encourage you this week. Draw near to God. Don't fight the devil on his playing field. The scripture says this: submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You know what submitting yourself to God is? Submitting yourself to God is, Lord, my idea of what I think needs to be done, I submit. I submit to You. I submit to Your sovereign will. I submit to Your good and perfect purpose. I submit my human, I submit my fears. I submit my anxiety. I submit my concerns. I submit my own personal preferences. And I say, Lord, do Your own good will. Do that. Do what You see. Lord, You know what's best for everyone. Do that. I don't have to even tell Him what to do. How would I even know what's best for Him to do? I can simply worship Him and say, thank You that You know what to do. I'll put my trust in You and I'll wait.
Amen.
I'll just wait. All right? And that's the way to keep from getting sucked in the whirlpool of what. Just be strong in the Lord. You know, be strong. Wait upon the Lord. Remember that beautiful verse? Wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage. And He will strengthen your heart. Wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage. And He will strengthen your heart. I didn't need notes for this. You notice that? Because God has been a comfort to us. Amen. Many years.
Amen.
And there's that song, He did not bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build His home in us to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. I'm going to sing a song, okay? I'm going to sing a song that just for our invitation song. And it's a song that as I sing, I just want you to be still and quiet in your heart. Eli is going to come down here at the front. And if you need someone to pray, Eli and maybe a few of the deacons. But this song is a declaration. It's a song that I haven't sung in many years. I did not write it by another person. But it's a call to faith. And right now, that's what we need. Because by faith, that's what this beautiful situation that we're in is calling us for. Peter said this, don't be surprised at the fiery trials among you, as though something strange were happening. Is this strange? Is it strange that there's a devil seeking to attack the church and people? No, it's not strange. It happens all over the world. And we have that. But these testings have come for the purifying of your faith, which is of greater worth than gold, though refined by fire, that it may be proven genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed. That's the purpose of this trial. It's so that our faith can be refined and result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus